This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Anyways, it's 3 minutes before 12. This is the Canada Mbete Show. After 12, it's the lunch convo. And he has good to get on the other side. What's happening? I believe he has someone on the other side. Mvelo?
Yes, how is it?
Yes, who do you have there?
Oh, Jabu has what is like Pozoli, Gune, written competition, and we have what it involves a lot of schools. Yes. So right now, I do have Principal Makanya from Isukuma Primary School, who is going to be giving us in Jabuti, what are they doing here? Yes. So, Unjanma. Yes. So just to start off things off, I want to know how has your school prepared for the reading competition and what strategies have you implemented to encourage and support students in participating in this program today?
Okay, thank you for inviting me. It was very interesting. Subject teachers for English, particularly grade 4 teachers, as it is for the grade 4s this year, 2024. Next year will be for the grade 5s, 2025.
Yes.
It wasn't easy, but easy again, because it's all our curriculum didn't change. We're mainly focusing on what are they reading. Yes, as they are reading, as they are having their workbooks, workbook one, like today, we're using workbook 1, 2, and 3, which has helped them even to improve. And the other thing is that it's not that we were only focusing on those who will be participating today, but the whole class or the whole grade force is. And after that, you need to choose those whom we see as our best.
Yes.
5, yeah. Mm-hmm. It wasn't easy. Others were crying, also wanting to come and compete. Mm-hmm. But we said, okay, fine, let's give these 5 a chance, hoping that they'll do it today, because I've just listened to them.
Yes.
I have this hope that they'll make it. Yeah, maybe there's something I'm forgetting to mention.
So there are many schools that are competing today, but I want to focus on you. So I want to know what impact have you observed in your students' reading skills and overall engagement with literacy since participating in the reading competition.
Yes.
And can you share a notable improvement or success in the competition?
Actually, this started last year, 2023.
Yes.
But it wasn't like this year. This year, we were like very serious, including MUT. The project that they came with has helped us to improve their maths. Learners that are participating in this project, when tracking their record from the beginning of the year to now, much improvement has been noticed, especially in their reading skills. As you are aware that reading is like a child who cannot read will never make it in other content subjects, as much as it's a language, English. But there's this English across curriculum, which helps them to understand, even because even in mathematics, we do have word sums. They can't pass those sums if they can't read. So then we really appreciate what Mangosuthu has introduced, more especially as Umlazi, particularly in the school where I'm working with Sukuma Primary.
Yes, so thank you for that beautiful answer, Principal. So I want to know, in what ways has participating in the reading competition benefited your schools, both in terms of student development and community involvement?
Okay. As you know, that the school, we call ourselves Sukuma Primary, Sukuma Community, because parents are involved. What I can tell you is that parents are like so happy, excited, because they're also realizing that there's much improvement after this meeting started with MUT. Yes. There's so many things I can mention, but what I can tell you is that one of the parents was even saying, when we're coming to this competition, please, in our prize-giving day, which will be held next year, please make sure that those who were competing today must also do their reading on that reading in our prize giving day. Yes. Meaning that the community is so super happy.
Yes, thank you very much. So before I let you know on this question, so are there any challenges or areas of improvement that you have encountered during the competition, and how do you think these could be addressed in future events?
Okay. There aren't so many challenges because meetings that you are held in like termly, yes, if not twice a term, it's where we do our planning. Yes. But the only challenge which I can like mention today is that maybe we need to have a year plan for the year, so that even the officials that we are working with are aware of when will be our days. Like in schools, we do have, as it will be towards the end of the year, we'll be having our year plans.
Yes.
So we appreciate if Mangosu too, through this written project, we do have our plan for the coming year, and we reflect what were the challenges that we had this year. Like I've said, we had not much, but yeah, like the other challenge that we once experienced is that there was that misunderstanding. Doc did mention that.
Yes.
There was this misunderstanding that it's as if we had to choose the best learners. But it's not that we were supposed to do that. But it was corrected when was it? Next term, the following, second term.
Yes,
it was corrected. That is not only for those who will be participating as they are participating today, but it's for the whole grade fours, as it will be that, as these grade fours will be in grade five next year. We are be moving with them, same grade we'll be competing next year, which is like bringing that consistency. Yeah. So the end result hopefully will be same when they're doing grade seven.
Yes. Thank you very much, Principal Makanya. And we are also very happy as MET Radio to see Ingane Ncane improving their reading skills, they improve nje in their academics. So thank you very much for sharing this with us, and we thank you for honoring our invites right here on MET Radio.
You are most welcome. Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you.
This is an MET Radio podcast.